C'è la luna, mezzo mare, mamma mia, mare d'are. Figlio mio, cutterare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te non gli avessi a ulo, io te viene sempre a baccalare dal manedene. Se ci picchia quando si è baccalare, figlio mio.
Oh mamma, la la la.
Hi there, Captain Salenti. Trends this week. Hey, and that was Louis Prima. Play pretty for the people. That's what Louis used to say. Anytime the band would start to get, you know, a little too jazzy in the sense that they were playing for themselves, you hear it a lot with the jazz musicians today. You know, they go, he didn't allow that. People wanted to go to be entertained. So entertain the people, play pretty for the people. We try to do the same thing with the Trends Journal and all our work. We try to speak to the people, not above the people or below the people. You know, when anybody I watch, I have to turn on and watch the prostitutes on the major media. Anytime one says, I'm a Democrat, I'm a Republican, I shut my mind off to them. They're closed into a belief system, a two-bit belief system, a belief system of believing in murderers and thieves. That's right. Murderers and thieves, Republicans and Democrats. By their deeds you shall know them. And they got plenty of deeds of murder. Hey, you want to name the wars? We could start with Korea, but let's go to Vietnam. You forgot that one, huh? Oh, yeah, nobody talks about that anymore. How they lied us into that war, the Gulf of Tonkin incident never happened the way they lied to us that it did. Well, which one of you Republicans and Democrats supported that? I think, wait, wasn't Johnson a Democrat? Yeah, he really ramped that one up. Hey, how about Nixon, a Republican? Yeah, he gave it some more juice. I'm a Republican. I'm a Democrat. You are an accomplice to murder because, A, you support your murderers. I wrote in my book, Trends 2000, back in 1996, a quote from Robert McNamara, another arrogant guy. And, of course, when I was a young kid at that time, you know, you would be afraid of those older arrogant guys. Yeah, try it now, Jack. And he admitted that he knew that the war would be a failure. And he lied. He should rot in hell, like all the rest that led us into war and despair. And then you keep going on with the wars, you Democrats and Republicans. You love Afghanistan, don't you? Huh? Yeah, it's only the longest war in American history by a long shot. And just keeps going. And they keep coming out with this BS, we got a new plan. Oh yeah, more troops. Hey, wait a minute, didn't Obama say the war would be over? Yeah, but he said that in 2014. He's lied a lot since then. Hey, no ground troops on the, no troops on the ground in Syria. Yeah, I think he only said that 14 or 18 times. Hey, how about that Iraq war? Murderers and thieves. Hey, look what's going on with Wells Fargo, huh? How well they fargoed us. Setting up false accounts. Causing pain and misery for tens of millions of people. And not one head rolls. But boy, do those cops get tough with us. Yeah, you beat up guys. Pull over there. You didn't have your signal light on. Let me see your license and registration. Oh, you guys are really tough with we the little people, but you fold like little boys against the higher ups. Yeah, you don't bring any of them to justice, just us. Hey, we break the law, they break the law. Why not go after them? I'll tell you why, because it's a neo-feudal society. Let's get it straight. Let's call a spade a spade. It's a neo-feudal society. Different set of rules for the political elite and the economic nobility. None of their heads roll. One criminal act after another by the banksters. Hey, oh, Salenti, lower your voice. Don't get angry. Well, we're talking about the banksters. Hey, listen. If Jesus Christ, the Prince of Peace, can pick up a whip to drive the banksters out of the temple, because, hey, they were pulling the same dirty deals back then, just had a different name. Can't I be angry? If Christ could become violent at the actions of the dirty, rotten, stinking, scum-loving banksters, can I become angry? And all you Obama fans, if anybody's listening, doubtfully, if they're listening to Progressive Radio Network, because you're progressive in your thinking, remember he was going to bring them to justice, folks. That's right, elect me, folks. And he brings in Eric Holder, a lowlife of a human being, fronted for Bill Clinton when he was in office. Too big to jail, Eric Holder. No heads roll, they only pay a fine. A fine that's chump change in the hundreds of billions that they've stolen from us, trillions, and they pay a few millions. Don't get angry. Be submissive. Democrats and Republicans, how can they front these morons on TV and then they're throwing their garbage at us? Why, Trump is really saying this and Clinton really means that. What am I, 6 years old? I can't figure it out for myself. I need a shill to tell me what to think. And that's all the mainstream media is. Prostitutes and shills. Tune in. It never ends. So now, of course, the big thing is with Hitlery being sick and what a fraud the whole thing is. And again, you know me, I won't vote for either of them. Trump or Clinton. Hitler or Hitlery. I don't want to hear anybody. I cut people off when they say, well, this one's better than that. I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. I don't do any of it. So, you know, I'm reading, of course, you know, that incident that happened on Sunday. And in trend forecasting, it's very important to read the language. Like, for just to give you an example, you're seeing these movements throughout Europe where they're overthrowing the entrenched governments. It's the major issue that was the major issue at the G20 meetings, a meeting that just ended last week. And the issue being is that they recognize that we the people have had enough of their lies of globalization that has only enriched further the filthiest of the filthy rich. So they're trying to convince us that globalization is really working. So going back to reading and the importance of reading every word because they frame the message that way, they call these right-wing movements. It has nothing to do with a right wing or a left wing. It has to do with these people wanting to maintain their nationality, their ethnicity, and to break away from centralized rule out of Brussels. That makes you a right wing. If you don't believe in what they say, what the prostitutes sell, and again, they get paid to sell it, to put it out, then you're a right wing. So, in speaking of the language, and again, looking at the headlines, Clinton's illness jolts contest. And again, she goes out and says, you know, they said they diagnosed her with pneumonia. And then, you know, 90 minutes later, she appears and says, I'm feeling great. It's a beautiful day in New York. Now, any of us, mere mortals, unlike the political nobility, you know, when you have a cold and it really has you down, how you feeling? Oh, I'm feeling great. You know, anybody ever say that? I feel lousy. Ugh. Can't wait to go home. Ugh. That's what frauds they are. I'm feeling great. It's a beautiful day. Hey, Hitlery, if you're feeling great, how come you're off the campaign trail? But nobody calls them out. Why don't they call them out? Well, they're prostitutes. And, of course, the polls are showing that honesty is not a virtue of either of the candidates, according to the vast majority of the American public. So if they diagnosed her 2 days earlier with pneumonia, then she lied about feeling great. Because do you know anybody that says they feel great with pneumonia? Only people that are sociopaths and psychopaths. And that's what you have here, a freak show. And then, of course, she came out and said that people that back Trump are a basket of deplorables. But, hey, then I could say people that back Clinton are a bunch of lying, little, low-life cowards because they call themselves liberal Democrats, and liberal Democrats would never, ever condone mass murder of innocent people, as Hillary Clinton, Samantha Powers, and Susan Rice launched the war in Libya that killed, probably now it's about 100,000 people, destroyed the most prosperous nation in the Middle East, launched the war along with the Arab Little League of murderers against Assad in Syria, that's taken the lives now of almost 500,000 people. Liberals and progressives would never condone the Afghan war or the Iraq war. Well, that, by the way, the wars in the United States since 9/11, yep, numbers up now to $5 trillion. Folks, hey, you can't pay your bills? Mortgage payment late? Hey, you're stuck with student loans? You can't pay off? We have wars to fight. We have people to kill. We have nations to occupy. And that's why you should vote for Trump. That's right. He's going to make the military even bigger. We're going to have the biggest military in the world, and nobody's going to mess with us. These clowns actually spout out that crap, and I said it in that stupid language because that's what stupid freaks they are. But nobody wants to call them that because, hey, liars, cowards, freaks, and fools. Welcome to the Presidential Reality Show. So you go back to the language and you read the language. So she comes back after saying that Trump supporters are a basket of deplorables. She said, I regret saying, Saturday afternoon, Mrs. Clinton had tempered her comments about the first group. I regret saying half, she said. That was wrong. I said, what is it, a quarter? Basket of deplorables. She goes on to say, people who feel that the government has let them down, the economy has let them down, nobody cares about them, nobody worries about what happens to their lives in the future. And they're just desperate for change. Yeah, that's right. Could you handle that? We're desperate for change. I've had enough of the murderous duopoly. And they do the same thing with the populist movement. We're desperate for change. How dare we be desperate for change when we can stay with the same murderers, low-lives, slimy criminals that steal our money and give it to their friends and start wars? We're desperate for change, she says. Yep. And of course, she said this in front of wealthy donors. It's disgusting. It's disgusting. And now, of course, Obama's out there campaigning for Hillary. I have a question. Our website is trendsresearch.com, trendsresearch.com. There's the contact information page. Who's paying for Obama to fly around the country to campaign for her? Doesn't this guy have a job to do in between playing golf and shooting pool and playing basketball and hanging out with rappers? Isn't he supposed to be playing commander in chief? What's he doing flying around the country campaigning for Hillary? Who's paying his freight? I think it costs a little bit more to fly Air Force One than it flies to, you know, pays to fly on Southwest Airlines or JetBlue. Who's paying for this? I work very hard. I pay a lot of taxes, and I resent, and I'm not saying it's true, and that's why I said, if any of you listening know the facts, I would like to know them. Who's paying for the commander-in-chief to fly around the country campaigning for Hillary? What a freak show, and what a bunch of freaks. So yesterday, Mr. Obama is over there in Philadelphia, campaigning for Clinton. That's right. He had a lot to say. A lot more to say about nothing. Obama urges his backers to help Clinton and ignore nonsense. Hey, Katsun, ignore nonsense? Everything that you said is nonsense. No, I take it back. Everything you promised were lies. And it's nonsense from both groups. I'm going to close Guantanamo first day I'm in office, folks, within a year. Yeah, I'm the anti-war candidate that's going to do a 33,000 troop surge in Afghanistan to slaughter more people. Oh, that nonsense? Oh, no, I know the nonsense that Obama wants us to ignore. The nonsense is of him signing the National Defense Authorization Act on New Year's Eve, 2011, when nobody's paying attention, that robs us of our rights of habeas corpus and gives the rights to the commander-in-chief to slaughter anybody he wants for any reason. Extrajudicial killings. of Americans or anywhere else, from Kingston, New York, to Timbuktu, if he feels like it. That nonsense? But anyway, President Obama vigorously defended Hillary Clinton on Tuesday as a relentless leader who has been held to unfair standards. A relentless leader? What has she ever led us into anything else but war? Hey, but that's nonsense, folks. Quote, "We cannot afford suddenly to treat this like a reality show," President Obama said. "We can't afford to act as if there's some equivalence here." Huh. Let's reread that sentence. We cannot afford suddenly to treat this like a reality show. We can't afford to act as if there's some equivalence here. Huh. Hey, Obama, pick up our Trends Journal. Go back to spring 2015. Look at the cover. Liars, cowards, freaks, and fools. Welcome to the presidential reality show. Oh, a little subnote, liar in chief. We wrote that edition of the Trends Journal 2 months before the presidential reality show champion, Donald Trump, joined into the reality show. And Obama, I know that you lie a lot, and being a sociopath, you forget what you say, maybe as sociopaths do, and never admit to your lies. So why don't we go back and let's call it a reality show like you did. That's right. It's here in our Trends Journal, the summer edition, which I would suggest, if you'd like to know history before it happens, because here's the proof of it, you may consider subscribing to the Trends Journal. This is a publisher's note. After we wrote about the election coming up, while Obama keeps spouting off that the presidential reread this again because it's so important to illustrate history before it happens and to illustrate what a fraud, a liar, and a traitor Obama is. Oh, and anybody listening, I want to see war trials for Bush and Clinton's and Rumsfeld's and Dick Cheney. Oh, I have to be proper. I'm on, people are listening to the radio. I have to use proper language. Penis Cheney, Colin Powell. So I'm not going after Obama. I'm going after the murderers, liars, freaks, and fools that people like to refer to as Democrats and Republicans. So I want to read this again. Publisher's note. While Obama keeps spouting off that the presidential race is not a reality show, speaking out of both sides of his mouth, that's precisely what he called it. Go back to February 2007, when candidate Obama, addressing the Democratic National Committee, said, quote, "If you look at all the cameras gathered around and the clicking of the photographers and the pundits who are collected, you know, sometimes you feel like you're part of a reality TV show. You know, you feel like this is American Idol or Survivor. You're trying to figure out, are you going to go to Hollywood? Are you going to be voted off the island? End quote. Got it? And that's all Obama ever was, and that's all he ever is. He won the reality show. The Chicago organizer, community organizer who organized nothing, was trailing in the polls back in 2007 before Oprah Winfrey took her under her wing and turned him into a Harpo production. That's the name of her company. And that was the beginning. You know, on a personal note, I've appeared many times on all of the major networks, TV shows, morning shows, and Oprah twice. So I witnessed firsthand how far superior her Harpo productions were than any of the networks I'd been on. And again, I've been on all of them, you know, with Joan London and Brian Williams and Matt Lauer and Katie Couric. Hannity, nope, not Hannity, excuse me, scratch that one. That other guy, O'Reilly. Been on all of them. Glenn Beck. Across the spectrum. So as I saw it, her Harpo Productions was more than celebrity witchcraft that made Oprah a huge star to her millions of dedicated fans. It was stagecraft. And that's all Obama ever was, and that's all he ever is. A Harpo production, a teleprompted fraud. He goes on at this speech, that I'm wondering again if anybody knows who's paying to fly the commander around on Air Force One to shill for Hitlery. Please let us know. Trendsresearch.com, go to the contact page and type it in. He goes on to say, I love you too, but we got some business here to do. Oh, he loves us. Don't you know that he loves us? How could they say? Not a reality show? Is that a reality show line? Quote, I'm really into electing Hillary Clinton. Like, this isn't going through the motions here. I really, really, really want to elect Hillary Clinton. End quote. Hey, Obama, who gives a flying you know what for what you want? You, I really, really want to elect. Who cares? I'll tell you who cares. The people that lack courage and believe in you. That don't want to call a liar and a traitor a traitor. Hey, but that's why they went out to see you. Quote, we always liked the new shiny thing. I benefited from that when I was a candidate. You bet. We always liked the new shiny thing. And that's what you were, man. A new act. The shiny thing. And we take for granted sometimes what is a steady and true. And Hillary Clinton is steady and she's true. A true liar. A true and steady, murderous, lying criminal. War criminal. Hey, but we're supposed to like that. According to Obama. The young people who are here, all you've been seeing is just the nonsense that's been on TV. That's right. The same nonsense they put on TV when they brought in, quote, a new shiny thing called you. Yeah. And you admitted it. But hey, but you don't like somebody else's new shiny thing. He goes on to say, you don't remember all the work that she has had to do and all the things that she's had to overcome. Hey, what's all the work that she had to do? Could anybody, could we put this out? Could we lay it out? What has she done? How about like A, B, C, D, E, F? How about you going in for a job review? And she started the war in, supported the war in Afghanistan. She supported all her husband's wars, beginning with the Yugoslav War, going back to the bombing of Iraq when Bill Clinton got elected. And all the things she did for us. Hey, you, I know that. I guess this will be my last day on Progressive Radio Network, because, of course, she did something that all of the people, Progressive Radio Network and her husband, they all love what the Clintons have done. So, of course, having an audience like that, they're not going to want me, because all that she has done in the Clintons, and she's been a big pusher of it, we all love on Progressive Radio Network those GMOs in our food. Yep. That's right. Thank you, Obama, for reminding us for all that she has done, supporting Big Pharma, big agriculture, and big business. And the people on Progressive Radio Network, they love GMOs. Of course, I'm being facetious. And by the way, all them drug ads on TV, thanks to Bill Clinton, who made them possible. They weren't allowed before. I know that. I used to where I did work for Warner Lambert, that was bought out by Pfizer later on. So I was there when it all happened. Back in 1997, I believe. It's 96 or 97. It's also when Bill Clinton deregulated Federal Communications Act that now has six companies running the over 90% of the entertainment, the media in America. So thank you, Mr. Obama, for reminding us that all the work that she's had to do. You can't stay home because, you know, she's been around for a long time. Oh, okay. Now, that makes perfect sense to me. We can't stay home because she's been around for a long time. Guess what? She's worn out a welcome, and so have you. If I never hear the word Clinton again for the rest of my life, it'll be too soon. I need you to work as hard for Hillary as you did for me. Yeah, suckers. So, here we are. Obama urges his backers to help Clinton and ignore nonsense. And to appreciate all that she's done for us. No, he says it right here. I really am really, really into electing Hillary Clinton. Like, this isn't me going through the motions. I really, really want to elect Hillary Clinton. Because she's never stopped fighting for us. Fighting for us in Afghanistan. Fighting for us in Iraq. Fighting for us in Libya. Fighting for us in Yemen. Fighting for us in the Sudan. Yeah, oh, fighting for us in Nicaragua. How could I forget that one? Because everybody has. Overthrowing the government and putting in another dictator that dictates along the lines of our dictators in chief. So, there we have it. That's some of the news on the Presidential Reality Show. Oh, and they've been making fun of Trump for going on RT, the Kremlin station, and for saying that he sees Putin stronger than Obama. I do too, by the way. That Putin boy, that war he started in Libya, that wasn't Putin, that was Obama. No, the one he did in that Syria. No, that wasn't. That was Obama. That was too. That troop surge that Putin put in. No, that was Afghanistan. That was Obama. And the lie that they keep saying, by the way, that Russia invaded Crimea and occupied it. Matter of fact, Hitler reused those very words on CNN last week. Russia has been in Crimea longer than America has been a country. All right? Just for the fact. They did not invade and occupy. They'd been there. They had an election. Putin did not invade and occupy Crimea. They had an election. They also had international monitors at the election. And over 96% of the people in Crimea voted to go with Russia rather than Ukraine. And Ukraine was given back to Ukraine from Russia by Nikita Khrushchev. They still kept it under the Soviet Union, but he was Ukrainian. So that's how they got the deal back. But that area had been part of Russia, again, Crimea, longer than America's been a country. Going back to all of the propaganda coming out of America when Trump went on Russia Today, RT. And you know who he was talking to? Larry King. Yeah, now, Larry King, I think he's related to Stalin or something, right? Larry King, softball champ of the world. Now, just to make this clear, I've been on Russia Today dozens of times. Never once have I been censored on Russia Today. They let me say anything that I want. They've given us major coverage on our trends, major interviews on Russia Today. But I've been blackballed from the Cartoon News Network, better known as CNN. I've been blackballed on CBS, the clown broadcasting system. I've been blackballed on NBC. Nobody cares. They don't even have me back on Fox anymore. But RT, we report our trends the way we see them. And nobody censors me. But that's the American media. And again, you Trump people. He's a war hawk. He says some things that make sense, then he says stupid things like the quote at a Trump rally. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way. I'm really good at war. I love war in a certain way. To which, in the old days, they take this guy away in a straitjacket and throw him into a mental institution. But murder, mass murder by the American political system, has become so ingrained into the system that these kind of statements are just forgotten and accepted. He also said, quote, "I know more about ISIS than the generals do. Believe me." How could anybody take this kind of language from a clown like him? With his comb-over blonde dyed hairdo. And they do. No, it's not a basket of deplorables that support Clump. That's it, we're getting clumped. Clinton and Trump, clumped. No, it's not the people that are basket. He's deplorable. She's deplorable, as I see it. And again, to clarify this, the motto of the Trends Journal, Trends Research Institute, is think for yourself. And as I see it, it's deplorable. So, some other interesting things going on around the world outside the presidential reality show. They had that, looks like a ceasefire coming about of some sorts in Syria. Ugh. For the poor people there, I hope it works out. And it's Russia and the United States working together, which it should be. So, may peace on earth come to a place on earth where so many innocent people, educated, kind, loving people, who've done nothing to anybody, any place, are getting slaughtered. The slaughter in Yemen continues. Obama's sold more weapons to Saudi Arabia to slaughter those people than anybody sold, any past president sold weapons to Saudi Arabia. And America's part of the whole deal. So more peace. It's the only way out as I see it. But of course, Trump knows more about ISIS than anybody else. And he has a plan to win, but he can't tell us about it. And what else? Well, you know, they had that election over there in Germany, and Merkel's party lost, again, we wrote about this in the Trends Journal, again, history before it happens. The AfD party, Alternative for Deutschland, is just the beginning. You're going to see more and more of this taking over around Europe, new parties. And I want to tie it all together because there's a big issue going on in Italy with the banking system there as well. And the banks, by the way, in Italy own something like almost $400 billion in bad debt. And one of the banks is in really deep trouble. It's the oldest bank in the world, Siena de Paschi. And they have a thing called bail-ins now because of the Banca Monte di Paschi di Siena. It's the oldest bank in the world. They're deep in debt. The issue in Italy and in Europe is they have a thing called bail-ins. If the banks go bust, they no longer steal the money from we, the taxpayers. They take it from the investors of the bank. So that means they rob you of your bank account. The first people they hit are the bondholders. And in Italy, most of the bondholders are the average people because they suckered them into buying those bonds, saying they would never fail. So we're looking at something, and I'm going, this all ties back into the economy. The economy is at a breaking point. Is this a crash? coming up, or is it a correction? I'm mentioning the Italian banks because Deutsche Bank and the other banks are backing this bank. And Deutsche Bank is in serious trouble. And so are all these other banks. What are they going to do to bail them out? Is there any way to bail them out? No. And it's very important also to know what's going on around the world. As I keep mentioning, they had the bank of the G20 meeting. The major issue of the G20 meeting are the populist movements growing around the world. They don't know what to do to stop these movements because the economies are collapsing. All of you that listen or subscribe to Trends Journal or even go onto YouTube and see it, we put up one of our weekly Trends in the News broadcasts. Of course, when you subscribe to the Journal, you get those every weekday night. We put up one a week and put it on YouTube. What I've been saying about oil now, going back to June of 2014, oil is the indicator. It's the canary in the mine shaft. You need oil to grease the economy. If the economy's not running, you don't need a lot of grease. And you're looking at oil prices now down to near $45 a barrel in Brent crude. Remember, Saudi Arabia needs $100 a barrel just to break even for their economy. I'm mentioning this because it's an indicator of the troubles going on in the global economy. They've run out of juice. They don't know what to do. You're seeing the volatility in the markets. Is this a correction, or are we looking for a crash to come? Go back to what I was just saying about the banks. And the big Italian banks are going to reverberate their problems around the world. UniCredit is another one. Again, the Paschi is the other one. And the debt levels are enormous. They're all tied into the German banks. I keep mentioning Deutsche Bank because that's the foundation bank of Europe. And if that foundation cracks, which it already is, you're going to see something that could ignite a crash. And we believe the crash is coming. And we're not alone on this. The timing is difficult because they're rigging the markets, and again, they're hyping the markets. And I'm not making that up. You saw after the Jackson Hole meeting about 2 weeks ago, Fed chairperson Janet Yellen mumbled out that the economy was strong and there was a climate for a rise in interest rates. Then the job numbers came out and they were disappointing. Meantime, with the talk of raising interest rates, gold prices, boom, went down some $60. Because leading up to Janet Yellen's speech, other Fed flacks were also putting out the message of a rate hike. The stronger dollar is weaker for gold. Higher interest rates are weaker for gold. So they talked down the price of gold. Then the job numbers came out, followed by the service numbers, service sector numbers, and America's a service sector economy, and they were the worst numbers in 6 years. So gold bounced back over $50. So it's all a rigged game and a hoax. Just like Wells Fargo rigged the life of people by stealing their money, by setting up false accounts. The whole entire system is rigged. The federal central banks do not want gold prices to go up. Again, we do not give financial advice, but we believe, of course, that gold is the ultimate safe haven asset. Of course, Warren Buffett makes fun of gold. Has no value. Oh, Warren Buffett lost $1.5 billion yesterday on his Wells Fargo stock and others. But I think gold's been around a little bit longer than Warren Buffett. So we believe in the future of gold. So that's where we're heading. We believe an economic crash is imminent. And I also want to emphasize, and I say this all the time, you can't predict the future. Nobody can. You can forecast trends, see the direction they're moving, but you can't forecast it. There are too many wild cards. You need no greater a wild card than the ones being played in the presidential reality show. All of a sudden, the big news for a long time was Hillary Clinton's health and how they denied that there was anything wrong with her. Now they're saying that she had pneumonia. She comes out saying, "I'm feeling fine," but a few hours earlier, there's the video of her, them holding her up as her legs buckle. Now, I've been sick before in my life. I'm older than Clinton. My knees never buckled when I had a bad cold. And if she had pneumonia and she's saying she's feeling fine, they're lying at either end. The only time my knees buckled is when I ripped my cruciate ligament. Whew! That was a buckle for you. But not from being lightheaded. What I'm saying is there are the wild cards. So I'm going back to the economy. There are wild cards in the economy. And it could change because something else may happen that throws it into chaos that's not economic. And one of them may be a terrorist strike. Or it might be a terror strike. What I'm saying is, watch for a geopolitical event to get the people's mind off the economy. Watch for a geopolitical event for the people to then again rally around Obama. Watch for a geopolitical event that has the nation, as they did when 9/11 happened, forget how bad the economy was and we were in a recession, and rally around the flag. Look for the wild cards. The wild cards are being played in front of you. Again, what happened with Clinton, Trump killed himself after the debates in the election, that is. When he came out and made those stupid statements one after another. Clinton was soaring in the polls, and now the latest polls have Trump ahead of Clinton. Wild cards are everywhere. However, going back to the economy, once the wild card is played, it goes back to reality often. After 9/11, they just started playing more wild cards. They lowered interest rates to 46-year lows and kept that scam going. They've run out of juice. No more scams left. So keep alert, stay ahead of the news, on top of the trends. Consider subscribing to the Trends Journal at trendsresearch.com. There's a discount request page there for those who can't afford it, the full price. We want to keep you informed so you can stay ahead of the trends and on top of the news, to avoid the dangers and seize the opportunities. There are many positives out there. So eliminate the negatives and latch on to the positives. The A positives plus, they're out there. This is a time of dynamic change that I've never seen in my life before. Never. Never seen one like this before. It's a whole reshaping of the world. What's going on in Europe is enormous. It's the beginning of the breakup of the European Union. We have an election here where we've never seen two candidates with such low approval ratings and such high dishonesty ratings. Become involved. Take a stand. Take action. Follow your passion. Get in touch with it again. Passione. It's what drives the heart and moves the soul. Morality. It's very easy to figure that one out. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. So the future's in your hands. Again, we're going through a period. We may see an October surprise. You know, those markets melt away. In October, they have a history of doing it. But we may see a meltdown even before then. Be secure. Look for those safe havens. And again, remember, it does not take a majority to prevail, but rather an irate, tireless minority, keen on setting brush fires of freedom in the minds of men and women. Samuel Adams. This is Gerald Celente. Thank you for tuning in to Progressive Radio Network. Trends this week, and keep the momentum moving positive. Eliminate the negative.
Sitter on your bisha olo ideva, idevene sempre bacalare dal manerene. Se ci picchia bandese, bacalare, picchia mia.